This is the VOA Special English Development Report. In Pakistan, a company called Saiban creates housing communities for the poor. About 30% of the country's population is estimated to live in unplanned settlements without legal right to the land. Saiban buys land, then sells pieces of it to families to build houses. Roads, water, and electricity are provided. In India, a small company makes and sells low-cost drip irrigation systems to poor farmers. IDE India spent 7 years researching and developing the equipment. More than 75,000 have been sold. Both Saiban and IDE India operate thanks to the Acumen Fund. This non-profit organization in New York helps people in developing countries build businesses to help the poor. The Acumen Fund provides loans, equity investments, and grants to entrepreneurs and existing businesses. It operates like a venture capital organization. Acumen works with local companies to create business plans for their goods and services. Then it guides them through the marketing and production process. Expert knowledge and technical assistance are provided. The Acumen Fund supports development in 3 areas: water, health, and housing. In Tanzania, it helped a company get the knowledge and equipment needed to produce chemically treated bed nets. These protect against mosquitoes that spread malaria. Today, A2Z Textile Mills is the 3rd largest company in Tanzania. It has 5,000 employees and produces about 7 million bed nets a year. Jacqueline Novogratz, a social entrepreneur, launched the Acumen Fund in 2001. The Rockefeller Foundation, Cisco Systems Foundation, and 3 individuals donated money to start it. Acumen has built a network of investors and experts. The fund now supervises about $20 million in investments in 6 countries: Egypt, India, Kenya, Pakistan, South Africa, and Tanzania. Spokeswoman Mariko Tada says Acumen is considering several new projects. Within months, it hopes to invest more than $1 million in a Kenyan company that helps farmers grow artemisia. The plant is used as a compound in the malaria drug artemisinin. And Acumen may invest in a private ambulance service in Mumbai, India. That's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss.